The book of Ecclesiastes, I draw your attention tonight, and the chapter 7, and the text that I want to leave with you is the verse 25. The preacher said, I applied mine heart to know, and to search, and to seek out wisdom, and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. I want to consider these words tonight under the title, The True Seeker. Here is the wise man showing himself to be a true seeker. He says, I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out. He's a seeker. And this isn't the first time he said it. And it's not the only time he said it. He said it on numerous occasions. In fact, he said it at the very start of his book. He said there in chapter 1, verse 13, something similar. I give my heart to seek and search out by wisdom. And what I'm saying to you tonight is that is a most commendable pursuit for a darkened sinner. It is recommended that we be seekers. It is recommended by God that we apply our hearts to seek and to search out. So here's a man with all his faults and with all his follies. Here's a man at least on the right path concerning this, that he's applying his heart to know, to search, and to seek out. And what I'm saying is that's what every sinner has to do. Every sinner has to do that. They have to get this application of heart and be determined to know, to search, and to seek out. That's what every sinner has to do. And that's what no Christian can ever stop being. No Christian can ever stop seeking. No Christian can ever stop being a searcher after the things of God. Every day, even the Christian should say, I applied my heart to know and to seek and to search. And so what I want to lay with you is some thoughts based upon this text. The first thought is that we all need to be seekers. We all need to be seekers. But of course we have to seek in the right place. And we have to seek in the right way. And we have to seek the things that are important. The things that matter. But sinners have to seek. What have sinners to do to perish? There's a very simple answer to that. Nothing. They're perishing. And they will perish. Just go on in your way. Just go on in the path that you follow. Just go on in the darkness. Just go on without seeking. And you'll perish. Just float through life. Don't think. Don't search. Don't apply your heart to know. Just go on through life and you'll perish. You have to be a seeker. Sinners have to seek or they'll just perish. And the only way to prevent perishing is to know and to seek and to search. You have to be a seeker. The Lord said, I love them that love me and those that seek me. You'll find me. You have to be a seeker. So every sinner needs to take up the words of the text. This has to be the story of every one of you. This has to be the testimony of us all. Every one of us. I applied my heart to know. I applied my heart to search. I applied my heart to seek. This has to be the story of every one of us. Not just the preacher, but this has to be your story. If you're ever going to find heaven, if you're ever going to escape hell, This has to be your testimony. And if it's not your testimony, you're not saved. If it's not your story, you're not converted. Only seekers are converted. The only people in heaven are seekers. The only people in heaven are seekers, and they're not only seekers, but they were finders. And every one of them has this story. I applied my heart to know, and to seek, and to search. Every one of them. They're seekers. So we have to be seekers. And then I want you to notice what he sought with. Mine heart. He sought with his heart. He said, I applied mine heart to know. I applied mine heart to search. I applied my heart to seek out. It was my heart. I got my whole heart to do it. And what I'm saying, men and women, it's no good just looking like a seeker. It's no good just pretending to be a seeker. It's no good just sitting among seekers. You have to be a seeker yourself with your heart. With all your heart. It's no good feigning, seeking. You never find what you need to find, sinner. Until you start searching with your heart, you'll find me. When you seek for me with all your heart, you have to be a heart seeker. You have to put your heart into it. So he sought with his heart, not with his talk, pretending to be a seeker. But he sought with his heart. And you need to search with your heart. And we, the people of God, we did seek with our heart. And we can't stop. We're still seeking with our heart. He had to seek not only with his heart, but he had to seek with an applied heart. You see what he says? He uses a verb here. He says, I applied mine heart to know. What he's saying is, I did it with all my heart. I applied my heart. Why does he use this verb? This verb is normally translated turned. I turned my heart. You see, it wanted to go other ways. It wanted to go after other things. It wanted to go down different paths. But I turned it. I turned it to become a seeking heart. I turned it to become a searching heart. I turned it to become a heart that wanted to know, that wanted to understand. And your heart has to be turned, sinner. And he turned his heart. He wants to go, because his heart, as I said, wants to go after other things. What do the hearts of men go after? Well, we know they go after the indulgence of the flesh. They go after things that please the flesh. They go after things that are nice to the senses. They indulge the lusts. Their heart goes after lusts. Their heart goes after pleasures. Their heart even goes after materialism and things. Men's hearts running after this and that and the other. That's what our heart wants. It goes down the broad road after this and after that and after the other. And the preacher said, I turn my heart to seek out. And that's what has to happen to the sinner. You see, the hearts of us by nature want to go after the things that are seen and the things that are temporal and the things that usually are pleasant to the flesh and the things that are unspiritual. Not the eternal things. Not the invisible things of God. Not heavenly things. Not the things of God's word. They go after other things. And we have to say, I applied my heart to seek. I've already quoted what the Lord has said, ye shall seek for me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Not with a part of a heart. Not with a half a heart. The Lord doesn't want to be searched for with a half a heart. He doesn't want us to go after the truth with a half a heart.
All our heart. The preacher knows that. I applied my heart. All my heart, I turned it.
If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find him, Moses said. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You know why people don't find the Lord? They don't seek him, that's why. In fact, the Bible says there's none that seek after God. That's the reality of it. Until God works in their heart and turns them and gives them this grace to apply their heart to seek. Proverbs is always telling us this, the book of Proverbs, which Solomon mostly wrote. Bow down thine ear, he says, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Says also in chapter 23 of Proverbs and verse 12, apply thine heart unto instruction. An applied heart. Proverbs tells us about the need for an applied heart. You have to have an applied heart. Moses wrote that great Psalm 90. And you remember the words of verse 12. He says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts. That we may turn our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days. So why did he pray like that? Because I tell you this, there's nothing will focus your heart more than the thought you're going to die. And you're going to die very soon. You haven't got much time left. You've only days left. And that's why Moses says, Lord, teach us. Teach us to number our days, to know how frail and short life is, that we may apply our hearts, instead of unto all this nonsense, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, to understanding and to knowledge. You haven't much time left, sinner. You're letting your heart just drift. You're just going through life just drifting. You need to apply your heart. You need to become a seeker. You need to be earnest about the things of God. We're going to die soon. And death is dark. And death is hopeless without the knowledge of Christ. And you need to apply your heart to know. You need to know. You need to know you're saved. You need to know you're right with God. And you need to apply your heart to know. You will notice that this is the seeking of knowledge. That's what he's seeking. I applied my heart to know, not to feel. You see, that's how most people work. They apply their heart to feel good. I apply my heart to the music and to the beat, to feel. You're not to feel. You'd apply your heart to know. You need to know. You need the knowledge. And the knowledge doesn't come through the beat of the music. The knowledge comes through the Word. Through the Word. I applied my heart to know, he says. So knowledge is what he's seeking. Knowledge is the vital thing. Solomon needs to know. He needs to know. And he turns his heart to know. The expression occurs twice in the text. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly. And then he uses the word wisdom. And that's another word for knowledge. I applied my heart to know, to search and to seek out wisdom. Just another word for knowledge. And then he uses the word reason. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason. And of things is in italics because it's not there in the original. And what he's saying is, by the reason he means understanding. To know wisdom. To know understanding. So what he's after is knowledge.
saving knowledge. Knowledge that's important.
Men and women, ignorance is not bliss.
Sinners are perishing in ignorance. They need the knowledge of God, the knowledge of eternity, the knowledge of the things of the Word. You're saved not by talking, and you're not saved by taking a leap into the dark. You need to know. You need understanding to be saved. You need to know what is beyond. You need to know how to die well. You need to know to be ready and how to be ready. You need to know. You know, people mock us for preaching all the time. But it's what sinners need. It's what they need. Because preaching gives knowledge, and this is what Solomon was. He was a preacher. And knowledge comes through preaching, and that's why we preach. That sinners might know, and that God's people might know. Pastors are to give knowledge and understanding. This is what God promises His church. I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, because that's what you need. You need knowledge and understanding. And you'll not find heaven without it. So Solomon's on the right path. In order to be saved, you have to know. And I sought to know, he says. So heart and knowledge have to come together. I applied my heart to know. Remember how the Apostle Paul said, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul is saying that's a Christian. A Christian is one into whose heart has come the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in Jesus Christ. Sinners' hearts are dark. And that knowledge has to get into that heart. Or they'll not become Christians at all. And they'll not get to heaven at all. There's just darkness. And so Solomon says, I applied my heart to know. To get this knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ? In that great prayer he said, this is life eternal. That they might know thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ. There's no eternal life without the knowledge of God. It's not, this is life eternal that they might feel thee. Or this is life eternal that they might have these floating thoughts about thee. No, this is life eternal that they might know thee and thy Son. There's no eternal life without knowledge. None. And that's why he played his heart to know. But to search with our heart this knowledge, we have to seek in the right places, don't we? You've heard the expression, no doubt, like looking for a needle in a haystack. And that's what this pursuit is. If you don't look in the right places. You have to look in the right places. The haystack is big. And the precious needle of the knowledge of God. You have to know where it is to find it. Otherwise, the pursuit of knowledge is a fruitless task. Even the world is pursuing knowledge. They have the universities. They have laboratories. They have archaeology equipment. All of it is the pursuit of knowledge. They dig for knowledge of the past. They have the microscope for the knowledge of the minute and the invisible. They have the telescope, massive telescopes, even radio telescopes, which can search out the distant galaxies. They are searching for the knowledge of the universe. They are ever learning, pursuing knowledge, just knowledge in this broadness.
But the world is not finding the needle, not finding the saving knowledge. You remember what the devil said? He set them on that pursuit. He says, if you eat the forbidden fruit, you'll be as gods and you'll know. You'll have the knowledge of good and evil. You'll have the knowledge of gods. It'll be a vast knowledge. And sinners have knowledge of wrong things, of the knowledge of sin, and of the knowledge of unimportant things. But they don't have the saving knowledge that matters. It is not that sinners know too little. Oftentimes they know too much. They have much knowledge, but it is wrong knowledge. It's the devil's knowledge. Or it's trivial knowledge. They have great advances, as I say, in science and history and geography and so on and so forth. Trivial knowledge, we call it ever-learning. Ever-learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Because they're not looking in the right place. They're searching the vast haystack of the universe. And they're never finding the pearl of great price. They can't find it because they're not looking in the right places. Where then is the right place for this saving knowledge? Where is the precious needle of the compass of salvation found? Or where is the precious pearl of great price discovered? And Solomon has to go to the source to seek and to search out. And there are two places. And both places are called the truth. There is the truth written, the Word of God. That's where it's found. In the Word of truth. And there is the truth incarnate, the face of Jesus Christ, the knowledge in the Word written, and the knowledge in the Word incarnate is only found in those two places. And really, they're just one place, because that Word incarnate has given the Word written, and it's a living Word, because He is a living Word. And that's the place where it's found. And Solomon knows that. He talks about the good preacher at the end of his book. In the chapter 12, verse 9, he says, moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. That's what a preacher does. He teaches them knowledge. He doesn't entertain them. He doesn't amuse them and make them feel good with jokes. He teaches them knowledge, the knowledge that matters, the knowledge that will save them, the knowledge that will bring them to heaven. He teaches knowledge. He taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and he sought out and set in order many proverbs. He worked out his sermons. He got all the words together. He did the best that he could so that he could teach the people knowledge. This is a good preacher. And then in verse 10, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words. Words that would go down into the heart. Words that would go into the conscience. He sought to find the words. Where did he get the words from? And that which was written was upright. Even words of truth. He got them from the written words that were written. And they were the words of truth. And with these written words of truth, he sought to taught the people. That's a good preacher. He brings them to where the knowledge is found. He brings them to the truth, to the words of the truth. So the knowledge comes from written words and from words of truth. And he fastened those words as nails in the assembly of the saints. And all of those words were given by one shepherd. I haven't time to open up those verses, but all of those words, he says it, they were given by one shepherd, and that shepherd is Jesus Christ. And so the Word of God gives us the knowledge, the saving knowledge, the knowledge that we need. And so we have to apply our hearts to know and to seek out and to search the Scriptures. Remember how John said, "These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." These things are written, John says at the end of his gospel, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that ye might know, that ye might have understanding, that ye might have faith in the Savior. And what does the prophet say? He says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord." Oh, that's what you do, sinners. You have to apply your heart to know and to seek and to search. Where do you find out? Where do you seek and to search? Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. You'll not find the Lord looking through a telescope. You'll not find the Lord looking through a microscope. You'll not find the Lord digging up the archaeology items. The needle's in the book. But sinners also have to come to the Lord of the book and to seek him for the saving knowledge, and come to the book and say, "Oh, send out thy light and thy truth, Lord. Let them bring me to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Open thou mine eyes, O thou truth incarnate. Open thou mine eyes. I apply my heart to know and to seek and to search, but thou truth incarnate, open up mine eyes that I might see." You have to come to Christ. Open up your blind eyes. You have to say, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, thou God of my salvation. Send out thy light and thy truth." And so we have to come before the face of Christ to know. You have to seek it in Christ and in the Word. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the Bible says, are all hid in Christ. And you have to seek it in him. You have to seek Christ. I sought to know and to seek and to search. So looking in the right places, what did he seek to know? What did he seek to know? And what do we seek to know? What should you seek to know, sinner? If you were to ask me tonight, "Well, preacher, what? How am I to apply my heart to seek to know?" To know what? To find out what? Well, let me tell you what you have to seek to know and to find out. You have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. Not what you think you are, but what you really are. And what are you? You're a sinner. And you have to know yourself. And we have to know our sin. And we have to know our hearts. We can't get to heaven if we think our hearts are nice and good and all right. No, we have to know that our hearts are black, that our hearts are proud, that our hearts are wicked, wicked, wicked. And the Word is a mirror where you see your heart. I'm sick to know my heart, and I come to the Word, and I look into the mirror, and I see my heart. We don't like what we see. You see, that's the thing that persuades me that this book is the Word of God. I have read plenty of books. But you know this book knows me. It knows me. It knows me. There's not a book like this. I feel that it knows me. It knows me in a way the psychologists don't know me, or the psychiatrist, or whoever deals with the mind and the personality and what's going on in here. But I tell you, this book knows me. And not only does this book know me, it shows me myself. It stands before me and says, "Look, here's what you are. You need to know what you are. You need to know you're a sinner." And we need to know the folly of sin. That's what the text says. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out. To know the wickedness of folly and foolishness and madness.
I sought to know the wickedness of folly. I sought to know what foolishness was. I sought to know the madness that's in the heart of sinners. I sought to know this. I sought to discover the folly of sin. I sought to find out where sin leads you to. Does it lead you to a nice place? Does it bring you into good things? I sought to find out the folly and the madness of sin. Sinners need to know where sin is bringing them to. Sinners need to know that sin is folly. Sinners need to know where they're going. And sinners need to know what is wrong with humanity. They need to know the folly and madness of atheism. They need to know that. Atheism is madness and foolishness. Materialism is madness and foolishness. Forgetfulness of God is madness and foolishness. Neglect of the word of God and neglect of the means of grace and neglect of the house of God. It's all madness and foolishness. They need to know it. And I sought to know it, that I might shun this madness, that I might repent of this foolishness, that I might turn away from this folly. And sinners won't turn away from that folly until they know the madness of it. That's what he says in the text. I applied my heart to know the wickedness and the madness. And we need to know the Lord Jesus. I applied my heart to know. We need to know the way of salvation. We need to know we need new hearts. We need to know that we need the Holy Spirit. We need to know the forgiveness of sins. Are you a seeker? Are you in pursuit of the knowledge of God? Are you just drifting through life like a breeze? Are you a seeker? Does the Word of God mean anything to you? Do the things of God have any value to you? Are you a seeker? Are you more interested in seeking other things? Organizations and pleasures and this and that, and you put all your efforts into that? Sinner, put all your efforts into seeking the knowledge of God. This is how a man saved, getting the knowledge, faith in Christ. And it doesn't end at conversion. Solomon is a long-time converted man. But he keeps on going. And the sinner keeps on going, even after he's converted. He keeps on growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He grows on. He's always a seeker. When you get converted, you don't stop being a seeker. It's just the beginning. Your whole life is a seeker until you get to the heavenly glory. You never stop being a seeker. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You remember how the Apostle Paul, he never stopped in this pursuit. He was long time saved, and he was a well-saved man when he wrote Philippians 3, verse 10, and he said, that I might know him. He's still pursuing the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He never stops. And that's why all he ever did was preach and write epistles. Because that's all that mattered, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let us be seekers. Let us be like those who are predicted in the book of Zechariah. And times of great awakening shall come. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. And the writer says, I will go also. Will you go? Will you go with me? Will you go with all the saints? I will go to seek the knowledge of the Lord.